Dr. Bonson, is that, is I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Yep.
Okay, well, thank you so much for dialoguing with me kind of off the cuff here. Mike had called in to thank us for reporting on the baiting restrictions, which we were more than happy to do, especially since we're, you know, we're just a day or so away from these hunting seasons opening. So can you speak to the importance of these baiting restrictions and where they are in force?
Yeah, yep. So great question. You know, they're ultimately to try to slow the spread of chronic wasting disease, which is, you know, a pretty important disease for our big game populations in North Dakota. And currently we don't have it in a lot of deer, and that's, we hope to keep it that way. So ultimately, you know, we try to do that, slow the spread by reducing potential routes of transmission. And so this deer is, or this disease is transmitted by direct contact between animals, but also indirectly. You know, they can become infected by coming into contact with bodily fluids out on the landscape. And so, you know, in order to curb transmission, we look at what are things that kind of increase how often animals come into contact with each other, and then into indirect contact. And baiting is one thing that does artificially, you know, increase congregations, you know, more deer in a closer period or a closer space for longer, ultimately, so thereby increasing the risk of transmission. So in response to, you know, where it's been detected in the past, we do have baiting restrictions in a number of units in the state. And you're in Williston, is that correct, Robin?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, particularly in your area, for a few years now, since 2018, baiting is not allowed for hunting big game in units 3A1, 3A2, 3A3, 3A4, 1, 3B1. So those are kind of all those units in the northwest corner of the state. There's also units south of you, kind of in the southwest portion of the state as well. And I don't know if you want me to list those as well, but basically Badland units and then units kind of, I would say for the most part, west of the Missouri River, with the exception of 3B2, you still can bait in unit 3B2.
Okay, well, that's very, very helpful, especially if either folks don't know or they just need the kind of the list or the reminder to keep it top of mind. And again, these are state and federal lands, is that right?
Yeah. So, well, the units apply to you know, the entire geography of the state. So, you know, you can almost kind of think of the unit as like similar to, you know, a county border. It encompasses both state and federal lands, but also private lands as well. You know, there's regulations out there that dictate what's legal in terms of hunting, you know, across the board. So, you can't hunt deer at night. You know, obviously can't shoot more deer than what you have a license for, and so this is an additional one. Can't use bait to attract deer for hunting within these particular units.
Okay.
And that's, again, kind of regardless of you know, the ownership of that land, if you fall within these hunting units, baiting's not allowed.
And thank you, because that makes it, and I'm not a deer hunter. I will eat anyone deer meat who would like to give me some, but I'm currently not a hunter. But that makes it crystal clear. Now, this is interesting. I would ask this for any, let's say, private landowners that whose land does not fall within units. Would Game and Fish also advise that because of, you know, CWD and, you know, not wanting it to blossom, so to say, or mushroom, so to say, throughout the state.
Sure.
Would that be something that Game and Fish would suggest that private landowners consider not allowing as well?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, ultimately we know that from a health standpoint, there's a lot of reasons that baiting's not good. You know, it's well demonstrated that it contributes to the transmission of both chronic wasting disease but other potential diseases out there. We also know that actually a couple of other health concerns, grain overload happens in deer. So much like in cattle, if a deer's digestive tract is not accustomed to that really nutrient-rich diet that, you know, is offered from a grain pile, if they get a big stomach full of that can definitely kill deer as well. So overall, it's not a great practice in terms of disease risk. That being said, we do respect the fact that a number of hunters in North Dakota really enjoy using bait to attract deer for hunting. And so in units where we've documented a risk of CWD, at that point we can't really justify continuing the practice, you know, knowing that there's a disease risk out there. In other units, we've kind of respect the feedback that we've received and feel that we can justify perpetuating it. But kind of speaking back to your original question, there still is that kind of health concern out there. So I guess, just be aware of the fact that that it comes at a cost, whether it's those disease concerns or those health concerns that I mentioned.
Okay, well, very good. Dr. Bonson, is there anything that I might not have asked you that you'd like to just have out there today?
No, those are great questions, and I would just say, for folks that have additional questions, we try to make all this stuff fairly findable on our webpage. They can go to gf.nd.gov/CWD, and that'll kind of provide all the information that's important for trying to do everybody's part to keep this disease in check.